The opinions in this show are solely those of the participant and not necessarily the opinions of the station or network.
This is a special segment brought to you by West Coast Radio. Today we'll be talking to Vince Gilmore, a constitutional Democrat running for the House of Representatives in California's 30th District. His website is www.vincegilmore2012.com, and you can see his campaign videos on his YouTube channel, Vince Gilmore 2012. And while we have Vince Gilmore in the studio, we're going to ask him a few questions to see where he stands on some important issues. Thanks for coming out today.
Thank you for having me in studio, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to spread the message of liberty and freedom.
Okay, let's begin. Our first question for Vince Gilmore is, what made you run for office?
I'm running for office because I see America slipping into a fascist authoritarian state. I see big multinational corporations colluding with our government, and with laws like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, there is absolutely no question that our civil liberties and our constitutional rights are under siege. I refuse to live under tyranny, I refuse to see my nation fall to tyranny, and I refuse to see my fellow citizens live under tyranny. So I figure the best way that I can combat this is by running for office.
Okay. Our next question is going to be, what's most important to you?
A major issue that is always on my mind and that nobody seems to be talking about in this election is sovereignty. We have lost our sovereignty as individuals, states have lost their sovereignty, and at a national level, America has totally lost her sovereignty. I mean, at a national level, we don't control anything anymore. We have a Spanish company based in Barcelona that will be counting our votes in this upcoming election for over 900 districts. The votes will be cast in America, of course, but they'll be routed overseas and counted overseas. Then we have the WTO, also known as the World Trade Organization, which basically controls our trade policy. We can't make any free trade agreements, any fair trade agreements, and we certainly can't raise tariffs under the WTO rules. The WTO has so much power and so much influence in America that the WTO struck down a law passed by our Congress in 2008 and signed by our president in 2008 that required labels on all meat simply so we would know what country the cattle was born in, what country the cattle was raised in, and what country the cattle was slaughtered in. And the WTO struck this down. Why does the WTO even have this power? This is tyranny. The WTO should have zero say or influence in America. Yet another example of the fact that we have lost our sovereignty is the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. The SPP is a trilateral agreement which created unelected working groups made up of corporations such as General Electric, Walmart, Lockheed Martin, and General Motors, just to name a few of them. Now the SPP, their main goal, and they are making great progress in this, is harmonizing the policies and regulations of America, Canada, and Mexico. They want to harmonize our energy policies. They want to harmonize our foreign policies. They want to harmonize our military policies. And they even want intelligence sharing in between countries. And we now go into war, just like we did in Libya, and like we will probably do in Syria, under the flags of the United Nations and NATO. And if that isn't enough, the private Federal Reserve controls our currency. So America went from basically a self-sufficient nation to a globalist nation that no longer controls her own trade policy, no longer controls her own currency, no longer controls her own military, or even counts her own votes. And at a state level, California is totally getting ripped off by the feds. The federal government only gives California 78 cents to the dollar back in our tax money. That's our tax money. This is why our schools are going bankrupt. This is why we can't pay for our social safety nets. And this is 100% illegal. Our taxes need to stay in California. As of now, as the system works right now, we pay our taxes to the state of California. The state of California gives it to the feds. The feds give it to the private Federal Reserve. It's loaned back to the federal government, which, like I said, gives us 78 cents to the dollar back in our own tax money. And that 78 cents comes with unfunded mandates. On top of that, the federal government totally disrespects the 10th Amendment, steps all over California by throwing TSA in our airports. California wants to pass a law where we could have medical marijuana. The feds say no, and they come in and raid the shops in California when it's legal under California law. This is ridiculous, and it's a total loss of state sovereignty. And on an individual level, with laws like the Patriot Act, with the National Defense Authorization Act, It's obvious that our civil liberties and our constitutional rights are all but gone. We have absolutely no sovereignty left at any level. And the most horrible thing about it is that this country was set up where we are the sovereigns. This is our government. This is our state government. This is our federal government. We are the sovereigns in this country. The government is not the sovereign. It's the people that are the sovereigns.
Okay. And what's your view on the wars that are going on?
Well, every war and military action that is going on right now is 100% unconstitutional. We have not constitutionally declared war since World War II. So that means every single war, every military action, every global police action, every kinetic action has all been 100% illegal and unconstitutional. Right now we have troops in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and Yemen. We're dropping drone bombs on Yemen, Pakistan, and Somalia. And we also have special forces in Uganda, Central African Republic, South Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. None of these wars or military actions have been voted on by Congress, and we have not had a congressional declaration of war pertaining to any of these countries. And let me just say that declaring an all-out war on terror is not a constitutional declaration of war. And since all of these wars have been 100% unconstitutional, when elected, I will hold all those accountable who got us into these unconstitutional illegal wars.
Okay, next question. What's your view on the economy?
Well, on the economy side, I'm what's known as a protectionist. I want tariffs on foreign goods, and I want them now. I am not a fan of free trade. I want to pull out of every single free trade agreement that America is in, and I'm not even a fan of fair trade. This country was built on tariffs on foreign goods and corporate taxes. If we don't stop the influx of foreign goods into this country with protective tariffs, we're going to continue to see our wages go down. We're going to continue to see the standard of living go down. We're going to continue to see our manufacturing base gutted, and we're going to continue to see jobs being shipped overseas. Right now, with our free trade policies and our fair trade policies, we're trying to compete in a global market, but we cannot compete with slave wages that these other countries impose on their workers. It's impossible. So unless we get protective tariffs on foreign goods, we are going to continue to see this economy slide into nothingness.
We'll be back right after this.
You heard it pays to donate your car for a write-off. Please choose your charity well. Cancer Fund of America helps cancer patients deal with this devastation every day. Operators are standing by to make your car donation extra easy with the fastest free pickup, running or not. Call 800-739-9060. That's 800-739-9060. Call now, 800-739-9060. Thank you.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to a special segment brought to you by West Coast Radio. We're here with Vince Gilmore, a constitutional Democrat running for the House of Representatives in California's 30th District. We've got a couple more questions for you, but right now we're going to get into political corruption. How do you feel about that?
Well, obviously, political corruption is a huge, huge problem in Congress nowadays. Every single senator, every single congressman almost, is paid off by somebody. They're beholden to somebody. This is one of the reasons that I will take absolutely no donations from any corporation, any union, or any individual while I'm running this campaign in 2012. I mean, just look at the executive branch, for instance. The same people that funded Clinton, funded Bush, funded Obama, and now funding Romney and Obama. It's very obvious that special interests are controlling our government right now.
Okay. I haven't heard of a candidate running without receiving any funding or donations before. What made you go that route?
I went this route because I'm tired of the influence that money has on our politics. And we all know with money in politics, corruption is not far behind. So I figured I want my ideas to stand alone. I believe the Constitution speaks to everybody, and I believe the Constitution stands on its own 2 feet. I don't need a corporation's money propping me up. I don't need a union's money propping me up. And I certainly don't need a wealthy individual's money propping me up. I believe it's ideas and ideas alone that should win elections, not money.
Okay, our next question is, how do you feel about foreign aid?
Well, I believe we should cut all foreign aid to all countries that we are giving foreign aid to. I'm all for humanitarian aid, but monetary aid and military aid is not authorized in the Constitution. If there's a country out there that really needs our help, then what we could do, there's a constitutional way to give foreign aid. The constitutional way to give foreign aid is by paying for this aid with tariffs and corporate taxes. And when we give this aid to countries, again, it's not going to be monetary aid, and it's certainly not going to be military aid. If there's a country out there that needs help, their people need food, they're starving, we could pay our farmers high wages to grow this food and have a non-governmental organization such as Greenpeace ship it over to said country. This is the constitutional way and the only type of humanitarian aid that I will support.
Okay, that sounds good. The next question seems to be an ongoing issue and a hot button topic. What's your view on illegal immigration?
Well, obviously, illegal immigration is a huge problem. But in order to solve this problem, I think we need to identify and go after the root of the problem. Now, why do most people come to America illegally? They come fleeing violence and they come looking for work. Now, since the biggest influx of illegal immigrants come either through Mexico or straight out of Mexico, I think the best thing that America can do to help solve this problem is pull out of NAFTA, pull out of CAFTA, and pull out of the SPP. All of these trade policies have all but destroyed the Mexican economy. And I would also like to say that due to the violence in Mexico and due to the political corruption in Mexico, I think it's about time that America officially declares Mexico a failed state and grant those people that need it political refugee status and asylum status.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to West Coast Radio. We're here with Vince Gilmore, a constitutional candidate running for office. And the next question we have for you is, will you be looking to secure funds to help your own district?
Although I'm not a fan of earmarks, I will say that the federal government has been stealing money from the taxpayers of California and the taxpayers of the 30th District for years now. There is absolutely no reason that California should even allow the federal government to keep 22 cents out of every Californian tax dollar. So yes, I will do everything I can to retrieve every single dime that we are owed.
And what's your take on the healthcare law?
Well, some people are calling the healthcare law Obamacare or Obamnicare. I call the new healthcare law unconstitutional. The federal government cannot force the citizenry to buy any product from any corporation, whether it be healthcare or anything else for that matter. I actually believe in a single-payer healthcare plan, but a constitutional single-payer healthcare plan. The single-payer healthcare plan that I have in mind is paid for by tariffs and corporate taxes, and it's optional.
And the last question that we have for you, of course, is why should the public vote for you?
Well, the public should vote for me because I am the only candidate in this race that will demand a return to the Constitution. I am the only candidate in this race that will defend our republic. And a vote for me is a vote for liberty, peace, and prosperity.
Vince Gilmore, 2012, Constitutional Democrat running for the House of Representatives in California's 30th District. And that's going to conclude this special segment brought to you by West Coast Radio. Thanks to all those who tuned in. Now, I'd like to thank you, Vince Gilmore, for coming out today, and I wish you the best of luck in the campaign.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I would like to say thank you to all the listeners, and thank you to West Coast Radio for the opportunity to spread the message of liberty.
Vince Gilmore's website is www.vincegilmore2012.com. You can view his campaign videos on YouTube. Just type Vince Gilmore 2012. We're now going to return back to our regular scheduled programs. Be sure to visit the website www.westcoastradio.org/podcast, where you can download a copy of the podcast and replay the show. Look for the tags Vince Gilmore.